Good evening, Paige Estrutori here with your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Starting off, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, is laying the groundwork for a comprehensive financial resilience assessment next year. This year-long stress test, as revealed by APRA Chair John Lonsdale, intends to examine the potential impact of unforeseen events on our financial system. The goal, to build resilience not just within banking, but across financial entities, including insurers and superannuation funds. This forms part of APRA's ongoing efforts to ensure our financial landscape remains strong and prepared for the unexpected, notably economic or environmental shocks. Adding to the substantial shift in our financial architecture, APRA's heightened attention towards the burgeoning superannuation sector emerges. Accentuating an 8.8% annual increase in assets, the superannuation sector is showing signs of overtaking traditional banking in our economy. To manage and understand this growth, support our financial stability, and prepare for changes in our climate impacting insurance costs, APRA will conduct rigorous stress tests. By doing so, they aim to future-proof Australia's financial environment amidst these emerging risk factors and tremendous growth within the superannuation sector. NRMA Insurance is reporting a significant rise in weather-related claims this summer. Eastern regions are preparing for more severe weather conditions, following a surge of claims due to heat waves, cyclones, and bushfires. Remarkably, of the 13,817 claims made, 85% were storm and hail-related. Unfortunately, last year, only 40% of Australians took protective measures for their homes. In light of this, we encourage everyone to prepare for extreme climate conditions to ensure the safety of your homes and loved ones. Finally, a new study is highlighting the financial rise of the female sector. High net worth women are showing an increased understanding of risk and are adopting aggressive investment strategies commensurate with their male counterparts. This rise in female wealth emphasizes the need for financial advisory services to adapt and address a gap with fewer women advisors. We expect to see a change in the financial advising environment to accommodate this increasing presence of women, leading to broader fiscal empowerment and a meaningful impact on the Australian economy. Those are today's top financial headlines. For more on finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management, visit the Financial Services Online website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori. Thanks for joining us. Till next time.